next, according to meteorologist Tony Schumacher. For today, cloudy in the morning. We may see some breaks of sun later in the day, a high of 53. Tonight, variably cloudy, will drop down to 33. Easter Sunday, cloudy with a chance of light rain, about a 50% chance by late morning, a high of 50. Monday, cloudy and blustery, rain likely by afternoon. We may see some wet snow mixing in Monday night, overnight into Tuesday, a high Monday at 47. Tuesday, rain or snow possible in the morning, blustery and cool, decreasing clouds later on, a high at 45. Partly cloudy Wednesday, we warm up to 48. Mostly sunny and quite a bit warmer on Thursday with a high of 57.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner.
Kids, and welcome to the weekend. Today is Saturday, March 30th, 2024. If you have plans outdoors, be aware we are currently receiving light rain, 13 hundredths of an inch of rain since midnight in Richland Center, and we're at 38 degrees. Okay, put that rain aside. Time to get your weekend going. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
There's a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor. Tomorrow for old England she sails, far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. And I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. I heard there's a wicked war a-blazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see the foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. Though death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart upon the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands in the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist roll through the dell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell.
Roger Whitaker on Country and Community
News. I'm Brian Clark. The initial shock of the Baltimore Bridge collapse has given way to the realization of what's ahead to recover the bodies of four people, clear the debris, and ultimately rebuild.
Maryland's Governor Wes Moore bracing the community for a long road to rebuild.
This is a remarkably complex operation, and our focus needs to be on unity of command and unity of effort.
This week, President Biden said he wants the federal government to cover the cost of rebuilding the bridge. He approved Maryland's $60 million request for initial recovery efforts.
It's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Concerns about Pope Francis heading into the Easter weekend. The 87-year-old did not take part in a Good Friday procession in Rome. The Vatican said it was to preserve his health. Former President Trump and several co-defendants on Friday filed their appeal of the disqualification ruling that allowed Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis to remain on the Georgia election interference case. This is ABC News. Friday marked 1 year since Russia detained American journalist Evan Gershkovich, who's yet to get a trial date on espionage charges in Moscow. U.S. leaders are calling for his release. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more.
The president, the secretary of state, both congressional leaders from the House and the Senate on both sides of the aisle standing together, really calling out Russia, demanding that Putin release Evan and bring him home. The message across the board from all of these Washington leaders was the same. Journalism is not a crime, and that there's absolutely no evidence that he was doing anything but his job.
Officials in Bastrop County, Texas, charged a driver of a cement truck with criminally negligent homicide after an investigation into the collision last week with a school bus. Two people were killed, 50 were hurt. Court documents show the driver allegedly told officers he had used cocaine the morning of the accident. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
I
as I'm staying with you. Staying with you. I'm always happy, whatever I'm doing. It doesn't matter, long as I do it with you. Do it with you. I may never have much silver and gold, but I've got something more precious and warmer to hold. And that old rocking chair don't scare me like it. It doesn't matter, as long as I'm rocking with you. Wherever I'm working, whatever it's paying, it doesn't matter, long as it's working with you. Working with you. These things I believe in, some people call dreaming. It doesn't matter, long as I'm dreaming with you. Dreaming with you.
It's a rainy start to your holiday weekend, but we'll take that 55 degree reading later today, 53 to 55, somewhere in there. Light rain continuing to fall in our journey to 520, when we will have for you a look at sports. Right now, it's the Fab Four of Liverpool. We're going to mix it up on your weekend get together.
When I get older, losing my head, many from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till 2:45, would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Garden, digging the weeds, who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight. If it's not too dear, we shall scrimp,
we shall scrimp
and save. Grandchildren on your knee, hear
Why can't I just walk away? I used to be good at goodbye. But out on the water, under the stars, I let the moonlight play a trick on my heart. You had some fun for the weekend, but I'll be in love for the rest of my life. You took me out to the deep end, and I fell right over. I didn't think twice. I finally got something worth keeping, and if I can't have you tonight, at least I can get under your skin. Just for a moment, I held you too close. Now I'm all out of time and I don't want to let go. You had some fun for the weekend, but I'll be in
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flowerbed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with 5 shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
With a look at sports on WRCO, I'm Adam Hess, brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters. Christian Yelich homered Freddie Peralta, pitched 6 splendid innings, and the Milwaukee Brewers threw a one-hitter to beat the New York Mets 3-1 in their contentious season opener. Tempers flared Friday at Citi Field when Brewer newcomer Rhys Hoskins, a Mets nemesis during his days with the Phillies, slid hard into second baseman Jeff McNeil on a potential double play ball in the eighth. McNeil was visibly angry at Hoskins, and both benches and bullpens emptied onto the field. There was no pushing and shoving as the team stayed separated, but Hoskins rubbed his eyes as if to call McNeil a crybaby, and McNeil cursed at Hoskins across the field. The same two teams meet again today in New York. First pitch at 12:40. You'll be able to hear that game on WRCE and WRCE AM. 107.7 and 1450. The pregame starts at 12:05. Finals from around Big League, American League Finals, Tampa Bay over Toronto 8-2. The Yankees down Houston 7-1. Seattle 1-0 over Boston. Cleveland 6, Oakland 4. National League, the Brewers picked up that win. Atlanta over Philly 9-3. Pittsburgh 7-2 over Miami. San Fran over San Diego by a final of 8-3. Arizona down Colorado 7-3. The Dodgers 6, St. Louis 3. No interleague games to report. That's a look at sports on WRCO. I'm Adam Hess.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact every Saturday morning, simply search for me on Facebook. It's Civic Media Adam. We can converse, you can make a request, just some general chit-chat, maybe tell me a bad joke for the day and more. It's simple. Go to Facebook.com, search Civic Media Adam, and hit the follow and like button. Civic Media Adam from Facebook.com and WRCO FM.
Do it.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
The lady came from Baltimore, and all she wore was lace. She didn't know that I was poor. She never saw my place. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none. The lady's name was Susan Moore. Her daddy read the law. She didn't know that I was poor and lived outside the law. Her daddy said I was a thief and didn't marry her for love. But I was Susan's true belief and I married her for love. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none. The house she lived in had a wall to keep the robbers out. She never stopped to think at all that that's what I'm about. I was there to steal her money, to take her rings and run. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none. Then I fell in love with the lady and got away with none.
It's a classic country cut.
Classic country.
From WRCO-FM.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh my, oh. Me gotta go. Pull the P-Row down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. See Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I grew up in a house in Saginaw Bay. My dad was a poor, hard-working Saginaw fisherman. Too many times he came home with too little pay. I loved a girl,
I loved a girl
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
The daughter of a wealthy man, but he called me that son of a Saginaw fisherman, and not good enough to claim his daughter's hand. Now I'm up here in Alaska, looking around for gold. Like a crazy fool, I'm a digging in this frozen grounds of coal. But with each new day, I pray I'll strike it rich, and then I'll go back home and claim my love to Saginaw, Michigan. I wrote my love,
I wrote my love
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
I said, honey, I'm a coming home, please wait for me. And you can tell your dad I'm coming back a richer man. I hit the biggest track in Klondike history.
Her dad met me
in Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw, Michigan.
He gave me a great big party with champagne. Then he said, son, you wise young ambitious man, will you sell your father in a lawyer Klondike claim? Now he's up there in Alaska, digging in the cold, cold ground. The greedy fool is looking for the gold I never found. It serves him right, and no one here is missing him, least of all the newlyweds of Saginaw, Michigan. With the happiest man and wife in Saginaw, Michigan. He's ashamed to show his face.
You're listening to the Weekend Get Together.
Weekend Get Together
with Adam Hess.
Hey Adam, turn the music up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough.
Hello everyone, this is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Pride Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Your mama used to worry about that big muddy river. Let the screen door slam when you stepped off the front porch. Hear your mama calling, don't be late. I'd hear your daddy holler, son, she's my only daughter. You'd stick your nose in the honeysuckle down by the gate. I can still hear your mama calling, don't go near the water. Didn't go near the water.
Even if I have to crawl, I'll break through to the healing side. I'm gonna take that mountain. Ain't nothing gonna slow me down. And there ain't no way around it. Gonna leave it level with the ground. Ain't just gonna cross it.
Listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
The Weekend Wake Up on Civic Media.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Come on.
That's the lovely Faith Hill. There will come a day at 5:49. We're at 38 degrees. Farm news right around the corner as we check in with Brownfield. How about checking in with T.G. Shepherd for our rainy Saturday start to the weekend?
She was going to pieces when he walked in the door. She just had to see him. She can't wait no more. Tonight he'll be with her, no matter the cost, as the band plays the last cheater's waltz. He tells her he loves her as the music plays on. He tells her he needs her, but someone's at home. Ball game's all over, and she knows she's lost as the band plays the last cheater's woes. And don't they sound
CO Richland Center.
Good listening.
Hey, rock and rollers. Thank you very much. We'll be here Saturday night for classic rock and roll on WRCO's Those Were the Days. It's a busy time of year, but we hope you'll take a little time this weekend to tune in to Those Were the Days between 6 and midnight. I know Saligo dancer Joanne is awful busy.
Lots of stuff in community calendar this week. Blood drives, Grace fundraisers, Easter luncheons. It's the trifecta, baby.
Those Were the Days at WRCO Saturday night. We'll give you a few cowbell classics. And we'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing until the midnight hour, courtesy of these sponsors: Jones Chevrolet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Mindum Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, and Center Cinema Twins. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s comes your way each Saturday night on WRCO's Those Were the Days.
Rise and shine, folks, and get ready for the ultimate morning boost with Phil and Hank in the mornings, starting at 7:20. Your perfect start to a perfect day.
Right, I'm in Rawhorn.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
The outlook for new crop grains and oil seeds might have shifted a little bit. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Rich Nelson, Chief Strategist at Allendale, tells Brownfield the USDA's prospective plantings and quarterly stocks numbers might have changed the new crop narrative, especially for corn.
No, overall, a little bit of a positive discussion, at least for corn and smaller expected old crop stocks, 80 million bushels below the average guess, and certainly be a surprise on new crop plantings, down 4.6 million from last year. Certainly allows this market finally a little discussion about possible upside as it go into spring, early summer. You know, the report overall for soybeans and wheat, more or less those numbers were neutral within the trade expectations, a little larger old crop stocks than expected, and numbers on plantings relatively close the expectations. So the general narrative, though, is we've cleared off some of this very bearish new crop discussion, and we've only moderated to moderate bearish at this point here.
Nelson says that lower than expected corn acreage guess likely means lower new crop stocks, and we do have a long growing season ahead of us.
You know, the point here was, as we went into this report, we had a lot of concern about all these acreage expectations. Anything from unchanged to minus 4 million acres would certainly leave this balance sheet on the new crop side with trend yield at some very large 2.5 to 2.8 billion bushel ending stock numbers. All of those scenarios imply $4 or just under $4 futures for the December contract eventually. So we had this significant concern here. On the positive side, when you do maybe throw in a little yield risk for this summer with this current Western Plains discussion about dryness, this does now allow a little upside, at least for a few weeks ahead of us, for a little risk on type of discussion here.
Thursday, ahead of the long Easter weekend, corn did end the session higher, supported by those lower-than-expected prospective plantings and quarterly stocks numbers. Meanwhile, soybeans were mixed, consolidating just a little bit after those USDA numbers. The USDA's next round of supply, demand, and production estimates is out on April 11th, with the first new crop figures of the season out in May. Now, let's head over to Megan Grebner. Megan?
Thanks, John. There was a light to moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place throughout the week. Live deals in the South are marked at $186. That's $2 lower than the previous week's business. Dress business in the North range from $299 to $300, $2 to $3 below the prior week's weighted average basis. After several weeks of record-breaking prices, Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture said prices pulled back some this past week, and there were lighter runs.
Several of the reporters did note that there was some new crop calves coming, and of course they're a little softer and balling a little bit, so they're not quite as attractive, getting a little far along on the calendar for those turnout calves. But most of the markets around this week, when you compare them best you can with like kinds, we're probably back about $5 to $7, so it sure could have been a lot worse with some of the news we had this week, and then also following that cattle and feed report last week. But some of the stick out sales this week, we had below to 453-pound steers that brought 370, small load, gooseneck-sized load of light five weights that brought 350, and then we had a full load of thin steers, 6 1/4 at 331, a full load of 771-pound steers at 271.50, and then another full load of 860-pound steers at 239. So some of those heavier weights held a little bit better than the lighter weight calves, of course. Still had a lot of those seven-weight heifers showing up, and they were pretty close to steady this week on the better kind of heifers. Had three loads right at seven, sell at one load at one barn and one pop that brought 252. If we try to find something positive about this week, I think it would definitely be the call cow market. We touched on that a bit last week, and it's still just an absolute ball of fire and just keeps going. We had some top call cows this week, high dressing cows at 153, and then we had a top bull at 186 this week, weighing over a ton. So that figured up to be over $4,000 a head on a call bull, and that bull wasn't alone. There was several bulls scattered around that brought in the 180s this week.
Thanks, Tony. According to the USDA's weekly feeder pig report, early weaned pigs are $1 to $2 per head lower. Feeder pigs were $4.